Hype Network presents.
Before you scroll away or go to another new movie or whatever you guys are doing here on YouTube or Spotify, I got a quick question for you. Are debates sensationalized? If you're asking yourself, yeah, and curious to know my opinion or you want to know what my thoughts are, come join the conversation. Hey folks, welcome back to the Rajiv Show. My name is Rajiv Doraiswamy, and this show we talk about philosophy, motivation, and journaling, not in that particular order. So in this episode, I'm just gonna go on a rant. Basically, this part of the episode is segmented such a way that I get to express my opinions on certain topics. So this is going to be like a first part of it, and then there's going to be a different opinion down the line. It's just called Just My Opinion. And before we get into my opinion, of course, don't forget to hit that like, share, and subscribe if you like this episode. And share your thoughts on this opinion as well. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, give that a follow. So let's get in on this opinion of mine. Lately, I've been looking at a lot of debates, and I notice it's become so sensationalized. I mean, the value of a debate is not really the value of the conversation more than it is for the person who's selling an information or selling a point or getting a point across. I don't know if you share the same sentiment, but let me give you a small story. When I was in college, around first year or second year, somewhere in the semester, I participated in debate. And I know the pressure of being preparing a thought and an idea when it's just given to you 30 minutes before the competition. And I understand the pain and the pain and the pressure of coming up with a point to prove. And I know debates are very hard. They're very, very complicated. There's so many things going on. There's so many moving parts going on. And but now I notice that debates nowadays have kind of lost that integrity, that value for the thirst of knowing that the point has been made in such a way that it's non-derogatory, it's non-violating the opposition, and coming across as an asshole. But yeah, I guess that's the word that I really wanted to say. And of course, I'm going to make this an explicit material on Spotify. But yeah, I noticed that, yeah, the debates online have become too sensationalized, and yeah, integrity has changed. I do not know if it's a changing times, but I feel bad, honestly, for those that who debate on serious matters and who work hard to develop the world of the debating community. And looking at this, it's kind of as a disgrace for me personally. Like I said, this is an opinion that I really find it very shocking. And I just hope that the world of debate gets to renew the value of the communication in such a way that they bring back the integrity of what the idea of a debate is to bring a point in such a way that you are not offending the opposition and you're not demoralizing their ideology over your ideology. And it's like a conversation where, to me, the way I see it is when I participate, it's like a conversation, of course, where you're timed and you have rules and all that stuff. But the main point and the main essence of a debate is to have a point across with some form of integrity, some form of formality. And I just hope we go back to that. I mean, probably I'm an old folk, but yeah, that's just my opinion. Anyway, if you found this episode really entertaining, coming from a long-haired guy who's talking about debate, and you're a debater yourself, you know, leave your thoughts in the comment section below. And if you want to join my newsletter, guys, the newsletter is on the description. I'll be leaving it here on YouTube, and I'll also be leaving it on Spotify. With that in mind, I hope we make debate great again, or just make debate more interesting for people who really worked hard in that community. So yeah, with that in mind, cheers folks, and I will see you in the next episode. On the next episode of the Rajiv Show, here's the kicker. The main message I want to think is that whether or not you go to college or not, the main requirement is, I want you guys to, the main takeaway that I want you guys to get is that you need to educate yourself regardless. Regardless if you're getting educated in college, or you're getting educated by yourself.